You're in the zone, coming to you live from the Fury Electric Studio with Justin Akrey on the Buzz Radio Network. The Zone at the Little Rock Touchdown Club is brought to you by Epic Health. Don't let imitators fool you. Epic Health is the only testosterone clinic who takes insurance and is dedicated solely to testosterone therapy. Epic Health, behind Chili's on Rodney Parham in Little Rock.
Welcome back. We'll hear from Jeff Long from the podium. Pretty eye-opening conversation with him here at our broadcast location just outside the meeting room for the Little Rock Touchdown Club. Justin Akrey joined by Matt Harris and Matt Harris's lunch here from the Little Rock Touchdown Club.
So, it's delicious.
Over the weekend in the ring, Money Mayweather doing the job again. It was no huge surprise. There was a little bit of a surprise, though, in the judging. It was not a unanimous decision, but in fact a majority decision. One judge who clearly should not ever judge a fight again picked it as a draw. By all accounts, it was a dominating performance once again. Death by a thousand paper cuts. Money Mayweather getting the job done. And Matt, if you want to play a couple of those highlights whenever you can pull those up, that would be fine as well. But we'll do the entertainment report coming up. Also, we'll pull some audio off of the podium as Jeff Long takes his time with the Little Rock Touchdown Club. Some Keith Lee Service Company live fan feedback. And don't forget, if you want to win a prize to be named later, you can go to send me an email to thezone at 1037thebuzz.com. Game balls and jockstraps from over the weekend. Huge jockstrap to that terrible LSU fraternity for a stupid sign. And a game ball to Alex Collins for getting it done. Also a game ball to, I would give a game ball to both Alabama and A&M for great performances on a big stage. Yeah. You beg eyes to come to you, and then you give those eyes a very exciting game, Matt.
It was. It was a great game to watch. I had no doubts Alabama would win until that fumble on the goal line. I was just thinking, oh my gosh, Nick Saban is going to cut somebody.
Hey, they did not cover the Vegas number. So A&M did cover.
Yeah.
They just didn't win.
Yeah.
It was also the highest rated college football game in the regular season for CBS in 23 years since you were just a wee lad. You were still in diapers at that point. An overnight rating share of 9. Rating was 9, share of 21, up 200% from last year's SEC on CBS season over between Alabama and Arkansas. It's the highest rating for an afternoon regular season game since Miami-Notre Dame, October 20, 1990. That's just beautiful. It's good to see. I'm glad it lived up to the hype because so often those will disappoint you, so I'm glad that it...
It looked like it that Alabama was going to run away with it for a while.
Yeah, and look, like you said, too, I mean, McCarron in a completely different kind of way deserves a ton of credit. He does what he does extremely well. Manziel does what he does extremely well.
Well, it was funny because everyone was calling McCarron a game manager when he first won that first national championship. He called his own number on that play-action boot on the goal line. He is now a force to be reckoned with. I mean, he's thrown for four touchdowns in Kyle Field, game-winning ball in his hands. He wants to let it go. I mean, he's escalated up to a true worry on the defensive side of the ball. You gotta account for McCarron's arm now instead of just that running game.
You made a point too that A&M's defense is questionable, and that's probably being generous.
Yeah,
I will be curious to see how well that new offensive line or newer offense.